Hello, this is Pat Brenner, and I want to demonstrate a couple more of the new features that we've added to MFC for Visual Studio 2010. First of these is Restart Manager support. So Windows now has a Restart Manager that can be used to restart your application if it crashes or if a component that is using, like a DLL that the application is using, needs to be replaced, say by Windows Update. So, first of all, I'm going to create a new MFC application. I'm going to use a file type so that our files get an extension when they're saved. In this page of our wizard, you can see that we've added these options for supporting the Restart Manager. So I want to reopen the previously opened documents. And I want to support application recovery, which means when the application crashes, I want to handle that. I'm going to turn off these additional frame panes. We won't need that for this demo. And I want to derive my view class from CEdit View so we actually have a text editor that we can type into to save these documents. So I'll generate the application. First thing I'll do for the sake of this demo is set our autosave interval to 15 seconds instead of the default, which is 5 minutes. So for the demo, we want the autosave of our documents to happen more often so that we'll see the effects of that without having to wait that long. And I will also then add some code that will crash the application. I have to do that on purpose because I never write crashing code accidentally. Ooh, maybe I do. So now we will run this application. I'm going to build this and then run it outside the debugger because we don't want the debugger to catch the crash. We want the Restart Manager to catch the crash and handle that. So here we're building. Now our application is running. I'm going to add some text here and save this to disk. I'm going to create another document that I won't save anything out of this document. I'm going to create one more document. I'm going to save this text. And then I'm going to leave this text unsaved. So now I'm going to wait for that autosave interval to go through, then our documents will be saved right through the normal MFC mechanism. They'll be saved to a temporary location on disk, and when the application is restarted, we will locate those documents and ask if you want to reload them. So we'll wait until that interval should have passed, and then I'll press the About button to crash our application. So our application has stopped working, and now it's being restarted by the Restart Manager. Now it's coming back up, and these are the documents as they existed, as they had been saved to disk. And here's the other feature I wanted to demonstrate, which is our wrapper of the task dialog that Windows supports. So this is like a much nicer version of a message box where we can format the text a lot better. And here we're saying that one or more autosave documents were found and asking if you want to recover those. So I'm going to say yes, I want those to recover. And now you can see that our first document that I saved, it's been restored back to its state. The one that I hadn't saved any text in at all has been restored. And the one that I saved and then added some text to has also been restored. Now in this case, when I go to save this document, I still am in the unsaved state, so I have to provide a document name for this, so I'll save that. But when I go to save this one, it already knows what the file name should be, so I don't need to get prompted for that. So that demonstrates MFC's, the things we've added to MFC, both the Restart Manager support and the task dialog for Visual Studio 2010.